Critter Protectors, Mr. Jim here, and welcome to Kids Animal Stories, a place where there's always a mystery and adventure around every single corner. If you love critters of all shapes and sizes, I need you on our Critter Protector team. Join our adventure as we learn about critters from around the world and in our backyards. Well, my friends, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too! Let's go! Today is a mystery adventure, which means you're gonna need to listen very closely to all the clues to try and figure out what kind of critter this story is about. Buzzy woke up to a wet and rainy morning. It wasn't a day to leave the hive at all. Inside their hive, it was warm and dry. Workers and drones were scurrying about to make sure everything was perfect and in order. Buzzy watched them intently from where she was lying. She wanted to have a job too, but there was no job for her on a rainy day. Her job was to get nectar every single day and bring it back to the hive. It was important to have nectar because that is what they ate. And it's what the queen ate too.
I wish I could go outside and find some beautiful flowers, thought Buzzy.
She was so disappointed that today she would have to stay inside the hive. All the other pollinators were inside as well, waiting for the rain to stop. Buzzy kept watching the outside of the hive. She didn't notice her little sister come up from behind her.
Don't look so sad, Buzzy. The rain will stop and we'll get some nectar, said her sister Sally.
Buzzy was so disappointed. She didn't want to wait until the rain stopped. She wanted to go now. Oh, wow. Have you ever felt that way before? Have you ever wanted something without wanting to be patient? It can be really hard to wait for something that you really want. I remember one time when my birthday party felt like it was like forever away and it felt like it took forever to finally get there. Have you ever waited for a special day like that before? Yeah, that is how Buzzy is feeling right now.
I'm not gonna wait, said Buzzy. I'm gonna leave the hive and go to Flower Valley. Find some nectar right now. I'm done waiting.
Buzzy, you can't. It's too dangerous to leave the hive when it's raining. You might be too wet to fly back.
But Buzzy's mind was already made up. She was going to Flower Valley and the rain wouldn't stop her. Buzzy started to fly to the opening of the hive. She looked out and saw the rain was coming down even harder.
Buzzy, please don't go. A really bad storm is coming. I can tell because the rain is getting stronger and stronger.
I'll be fine, Sally. I'll just go for a quick trip, get some nectar. It'll be nice to stretch my wings and get some work done. Don't worry about it. Nothing bad will happen.
Oh dear, I don't really like it when people say that nothing bad is going to happen because that's exactly when I feel like something bad is going to happen.
Have you figured out what kind of critters that Buzzy and her sister could be? I'm not quite sure yet, but it sounds like they can fly, because she's got wings and, yeah, but something about a hive. You know what a hive is? Well, let's keep seeing what happens next. And with that, Buzzy flew out of the hive and into the storm. As soon as the rain started hitting her, she realized that flying in the storm would be a lot harder than she had originally thought. Uh-oh, the rain was coming down so hard. It was even hard to see, even with her five eyes. Wait, what?
What kind of alien is she? She's got five eyes.
Buzzy kept flying, though, determined to make it to Flower Valley. In Flower Valley, there was every kind of beautiful wildflower that you could imagine. With all those flowers, there was a lot of beautiful nectar that the hive could use. Wouldn't mother and father be proud of her? Buzzy would be the only one venturing out of the hive today to bring back nectar. She would be a hero.
This storm isn't a match for me,
thought Buzzy. Just as Buzzy thought she could make it all by herself, suddenly she saw a strong, ginormous bolt of lightning crash in front of her. Boom! Crush! It startled her so much that she cried out. She'd never seen lightning like that except from inside the hive on a rainy day. It was much scarier close up.
Maybe I shouldn't have come after all, said Buzzy.
She started to try to fly to Flower Valley even faster, but now the rain was starting to make it really hard to fly. The rain was so strong, it was soaking her wings. And when her wings got too wet, she wouldn't be able to fly at all.
I have to find a safe place to go. I can't make it all the way to Flower Valley in this rain. Oh no, Sally was right. The rain is just too strong for me, said Buzzy.
Buzzy started to fly towards a large oak tree in the distance. That would be a safe place to land and hopefully wait out the storm. But it was too dangerous to land on the ground. Buzzy kept trying to fly with all her might. No matter how hard she tried to flap her wings, it seemed like she never got any closer to that big oak tree. Suddenly, crash, boom! Lightning struck again, much closer to the oak tree than before.
I'm scared,
she shouted.
I don't know what to do. I can't even make it back to the hive now because I'm too wet.
The sky was so dark that Buzzy could barely see where she was going. The rain was getting even stronger. Buzzy wasn't sure if she would even make it to the tree now. Her wings were completely soaked. All of a sudden, Buzzy started going down. Her wings were just too wet to keep moving.
Oh no!
She shouted.
I can't fly anymore. I'm gonna crash!
Holy smokes! Will Buzzy make it to the tree in time? Or is she in some serious trouble, stuck out in this rainstorm? Have you figured out what kind of critter that Buzzy is? I haven't yet. I'm gonna have to keep thinking about it, and I will see you on our next adventure. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor. Alright friends, who remembers what it means to be a critter protector? Yeah, it means we protect critters of all shapes and sizes, both around the world and in our backyards. Can you think of a way that you could maybe help the critters around where you live? There's three things that critters need. They need access to food, water, and shelter. So why don't you think about something that you can do to help one of those three things for a critter by you? Maybe that means putting some water in a bird bath. Or maybe it means cleaning up some garbage from outside. Or gathering a big pile of acorns. Ooh, those are some great ideas that I'm going to start working on. Well, friends, I hope you have a super duper day. And I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!